It was 50 years ago this week that residents moved into University Park, a new kind of self-contained neighborhood in Orange County, completely planned and chock full of wide streets, pedestrian-friendly plazas, and a lot of folks looking for a piece of the good life. It was also almost exclusively white. Today, what's now known as the city of Irvine is one of the most diverse cities in Orange County, and it remains a pocket of Democratic politics in a sea of red. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
As I mentioned, Irvine is this planned city. It started as this planned community of University Park. How did it come to be?
It sits on land that's almost exclusively owned by the Irvine Company. And the Irvine Company, of course, is one of the most powerful developers in Orange County history. Basically, the Chandler family of Orange County owning a whole bunch of land going back to the days of the ranchos, the California ranchos. So they decided to create this master plan community. But unlike the other suburbs of Orange County, the ones post-World War II, 50s and 60s, everything was going to be planned down to the plants that you were able to plant in your backyard to the schools and everything.
There are a lot of opinions, strong opinions, Gustavo, about this type of suburbia, right? This staccato that you get when suburbs are created like this. It's been copied certainly around the United States and beyond. Why don't people like this type of city planning?
Because it's step 40 at its absolute worst. And, people who live in Irvine love Irvine. They love the safe streets. They love the great schools. They love all of that. But other people, they just can't stand it. My greatest Irvine story is I drive a 1974 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. I once parked it overnight and I got a ticket because someone ratted me out saying that I had been parked there for longer than 3 days. No, it's because I didn't have a car that was post-2005, and they immediately would have thought, oh, anyone who drives a 74 obviously must be a poor person, and we can't have poor people in Irvine.
Well, there are poor people in Irvine. There are poor people everywhere.
Tell that to Irvine.
To the chagrin of a lot of folks in the world. How has Irvine's population, Gustavo, changed over the decades, and why? Tell me about this bluification of it, if you will.
What's most amazing about the Irvine story, and basically what saved it from being the stereotype, is an incredible level of diversity. Because Irvine is such a desirable place to live for people who want to be upper middle class and beyond, they started getting a lot of immigrants. In the 1980s, you started getting Persian refugees. In the 90s, you started getting a lot of Vietnamese and Korean second generation folks coming into Irvine to step up in the Orange County world. This past decade, we've gotten a lot of Chinese immigrants, people buying up a lot of homes, increasing the home prices. So the stereotype was back in the 90s that Irvine was lily white, not just the color of the houses, but also the population. But that's nowhere near the case. As a result, the most famous example of that is this humongous shopping plaza called Diamond Jamboree in Irvine, near what used to be the old El Toro Marine Corps base. And it's filled with all sorts of great Asian restaurants, but especially Chinese and Taiwanese restaurants. And it's become a Southern California destination. A decade ago, that would have not been, no one would have ever thought that would happen in Irvine because it was considered so boring back then.
If you were trying to find a place in Orange County, Gustavo, that's like the Orange County of 50 years ago when University Park was created, where would it be today?
Oh, boy. Corona Del Mar, if you want something incredibly rich and white and conservative. But that's the other thing with Irvine, of course, as you alluded to. Irvine has always been this interesting pocket of blue in famously conservative Orange County. So historically, the city council has always leaned more Democrat. The past couple of years has been a Republican majority. But a lot of people think that'll swing Democrat this year. That said, and you have that a lot because, of course, UC Irvine, you have a lot of professors. And nowadays, you have the tech sector, which is going to be a little bit more liberal than, say, the old aerospace and engineering professions. But yeah, that old Orange County that too many people in Los Angeles still think, it's long, long gone. I mean, it's not your grandpa's Orange County anymore.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.